great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Being watched after the U.S. air attacks on Iran, nuke sites, the price of oil that affects gasoline. Iran threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz, through which a lot of oil tankers pass. That's where Iran's oil goes too, says retired Marine Colonel and ABC News contributor Steve Gagnard.
50-60% of the revenue, the government revenue, for the Iranian government comes from oil revenue. So they would be sort of cutting off their nose to spite their face.
So far this morning, oil on world markets is not going up or down much. Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin. Nearly 150 million Americans under heat alerts from Texas to Maine. Many heat records could be shattered. Forecasters say cooling off with family at a water park in Milwaukee, Nova Rios.
When I went underwater, I felt it like I was like really cold.
New NBA champs, Oklahoma Thunder, beating the Indiana Pacers 103-91 in Game 7. This is ABC News. More on the Iran situation. Iran says its military will now decide the timing, nature, and scale of its response. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
President Trump also questioning the future of Iran's regime, posting, "Why wouldn't there be a regime change?" The comment possibly hinting at hopes that the Iranian people will now demand new leadership. Vice President J.D. Vance insists the U.S. strikes were about stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions, not toppling its government.
Top movies.
I can't kill dragons.
Dragons emerged victorious over zombies and aliens at the box office this weekend with the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon, taking in about $37 million in its second week of release.
There's no rescue.
The horror sequel, 28 years later, which is new this weekend, put up a healthy $30 million for the number two slot. Meanwhile, Disney's Elio raked in about $21 million. Worst opening weekend for a Disney Pixar film ever.
Our Mike Dubusky, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Macy's lowest prices of the summer on furniture and mattresses are here, which means you'll find great July 4th deals now on beautiful home updates, like the 7-piece Whitburn outdoor dining set, $19.99. Customer favorites like the Radley Sectional, now $21.79. And 20 to 65% off top mattress brands like Sealy. And with Macy's white glove delivery, we'll set it all up and whisk away all that packaging too. But hurry in. These summer deals are going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation. Even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia. Puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected. Your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine. Earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. No trial date has been set for one of the two people accused in the death of a toddler in Manitowoc County. An attorney for Jesse Vang told a Manitowoc County judge Friday he's still going over the evidence in the case. Vang's accused of child neglect causing death in the February 2024 death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. A local official in Dodge County faces a felony charge of animal mistreatment. Criminal complaint alleges that Chestertown Chair Richard Van Buren put a leash around the neck of a stray golden retriever, pulled it through a vehicle window, and suspended the dog in the air by the leash until it died. And two people from the Fox Valley are accused of some fishy price swapping in Stevens Point. Cody and Brandon Forbes are accused of purchasing some $3,000 fish finders for about $130 by altering the barcode so the items would ring up at a cheaper price. They now face felony retail theft charges. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips.
Is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu?
Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the low to mid 80s today. And then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening. Some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even a tornado possible. So stay weather aware later today. Scattered thunderstorms, mid 60s tonight. Showers in the mid to upper 70s tomorrow. Get better, faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 80.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
We'd already said too much. I faced the wall, you faced the window. Bound and determined not to touch. We've been married 7 years now. Some days it feels like 21. I'm still mad at you this morning.
down old 2 Mile Hill. Tennis shoes up on the handlebars, paying no mind to the passing cars. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. It took a little time to get up to speed, to find the confidence and the strength I'd need, to just let go and reach for the sky. You know, sometimes it felt I'd fly. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. It doesn't take much, just a smile or a touch, and I'm a kid again. I can almost feel that wind. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. Look hard, no.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I want to live in a place with a name that kids Billy. Turn on the radio and hear my man Willie. Friday night football, stand up and cheer. Go where I wanna go, I'm a free man here. I'm an American boy. Drive me a Chevy, ain't got no Peugeot. My older brother was a G.I. Joe. Watch Saturday morning cartoons. I mowed the front lawn in the afternoon. Fixing up my car, working for a living. Drive down to the seashore, looking at the pretty women. I'm an American boy. Drive me a Chevy, ain't got no Peugeot. My older brother was a G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Eddie Rabbit and American Boy here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 70s, cooler temperatures this week, and showers and thunderstorms throughout the week as well. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we're going to be talking with the folks from J.M. Watkins. They have that brand new facility just outside of Plum City off of Highway 10 and Highway Double C. And they had a special open house on Saturday, and we're going to talk with Brandon from J.M. Watkins about what it means for farmers and even for consumers, too, at this brand-new facility. Later on this morning, we wrap up our spotlight of the Dairy Breakfast hosts. On Sunday, of course, the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast was held. We had the Pepin County Dairy Breakfast on Saturday. The Rotering Ridge Beef and Dairy was the host for the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast on Sunday. And we're going to have our week-long spotlight with the family here coming up starting this morning at about 9:10 with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that more than 96% of Wisconsin's dairy farms are family-owned, producing over 30 billion pounds of milk every year? That's nearly 14% of total U.S. milk production. The lure of Wisconsin's picturesque dairy farms, pastures, and rolling hills help make tourism one of the state's top industries. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by UtterTech. From waterproof bib overalls to cloth towel aprons, UtterTech products can make your life easier on the farm. Find out more. Visit UtterTechInc.com.
UtterTech is celebrating June Dairy Month by donating 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries with every web order. Visit UtterTechInc.com and order your waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech working gear is ready to go for the next day. Visit UtterTechInc.com. Place your order, and UtterTech will donate 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Curtis Bosma, Vice President of Producer Services for High Ground Dairy in Visalia, California. Curtis, the April dairy supply and utilization report had some good news showing total cheese use hit a new all-time high on a 30-day adjusted basis. How did that come about?
Yeah, it was a good thing we did have that utilization through the month of April, because we also, if we recall back to the U.S. Dairy Products Report, we had the highest cheese production in the month of April as well. So nice to see supply and demand moving in lockstep with one another. Kind of the breakdown, I mean, in general, in the U.S., 90% of our demand comes domestically. But this year, we've seen a nice surge in exports. So year-to-date, total cheese exports up almost 8% versus where we were last year. And that really helps make up for some, you know, flat to slightly lower demand here domestically. We're down just unchanged for total year-to-date cheese consumption here domestically in the U.S.
And I understand butter looked pretty good, too.
Yeah, domestic consumption of butter was spectacular. So the month of April was actually up 22% versus where it was last year. A lot of that always has to come down to, you know, where Easter falls relative to March or April. But yeah, big kind of demand season. Nice to see domestic demand running there. And because of our price competitiveness on the butter side of things as well, we've seen also exports picking up. So export, you know, we don't export a ton of butter, but still enough to make a little bit of difference there.
You bet. The powder market was still a little bit of a drag.
Yeah, that one is maybe not a bright spot on this report. Total, you know, non-fat dry milk, skim milk powder, year-to-date total utilization down 10%. The production for that is also down. I think a lot of, you know, larger scale manufacturers in that world have been changing their product mixes, trying to go after higher value items as the demand just really isn't there. A lot of that market has kind of dried up. We have not seen as much export activity. We've had, you know, historically some great years in those markets, but as of late, that has been a market that's been on a bit of an uphill sled.
Real quickly, in closing, the whey market was down a little bit too.
Yeah, whey's kind of a similar story there. A lot of that, we kind of split our demand between domestic and exports. Exports had hung in there this year, but domestically, our utilization of whey is down rather drastically, down 24% year to date on that one.
Thank you, Curtis. Curtis Bausma, Vice President of Producer Services for High Ground Dairy in Visalia, California.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The diversity that is agritourism continues to be on display as more farms expand this potential business opportunity. Oregon State University Extension's Audrey Comerford says a broad scope of agritourism offerings can be found within 50 miles of her residence.
I have everything from a tulip farm that opens in April to a small dairy that does single cow cheese and will produce vodka out of whey. We have blueberry folks that will do frozen products throughout the year to be able to lengthen their season. And so we're seeing a lot of ingenuity here with the farms.
It's because of this diversity that putting a precise definition of what agritourism is can be a challenge.
Anytime the visiting public is coming onto a farm or ranch, and this could be for things like direct sales, so farm stands, U-picks, U-cuts. It could be for entertainment, such as festivals, pumpkin patches. It could be for hospitality reasons. These could be like tastings or farm-to-table dinners, outdoor recreation, hiking, birding, horseback riding. We also have education, which is classes, demonstrations, those types of things.
Among the harvest coming in from new agritourism operations, data.
1.9 million U.S. farms were estimated to report, and 1.5% reported themselves being engaged in some sort of agritourism, and 6% of direct-to-consumer sales. The national data looks at those two things separate.
Data on agritourism trends is also being gleaned on the cooperative extension level.
We're seeing a lot of these agritourism operations identifying as either woman-owned or woman-led. That is really encouraging to see, whether it be the next generation coming up that's looking to make a stamp on their operation. But this could be a place that could be a strong avenue for women in ag to make their mark.
That's USDA Radio's Rod Bain reporting, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Raymond's in his Sunday best. He's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, to your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, pick a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. I stroll to the end of the drive, pick up the Sunday Times, grab a coffee cup. Looks like Sally and Ron finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time.
up, take a walk down a back road, tackle box and a cane pole, carve our names in that white oak, steal our kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sundays. Oh yeah. New believers getting baptized, mama's hands raised up high, having a hallelujah good time.
Town 2 years ago and moved on up to Idaho, but swore that I'd be back again, pick up where I left off, old man. Left behind some lovely ladies, grown up sexy Texas babies. I got back in town tonight, anticipating much delight. I pulled out my black book and called up my old lovers. Well, I got 5 newlyweds and 2 expected mothers. All my old flames have new. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. Here we go. Well, my sexy little dirt road sport now called Mrs. Davenport. My pretty little black-eyed Susie's now Miss Susan Vanderhoosie. Rosie, who couldn't blow my mind, is Sister Rose on Channel 9. The wildest lover of my life is now a federal judge's wife. But they don't want to recognize a so familiar face, and I'm just a bad reminder of their wild and woolly days. All my old flames have new. Of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Chestnut, old flames have new names here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, 80 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, July milk steady at 17.51, August not traded at 18.11, September also steady at 18.53, and October milk, again, not traded at 18.75. Very quiet morning in the milk markets this morning. Cheese markets from Friday, barrels down 3.25 to 165 and 3/4, 40-pound blocks down 2.5 to 166 and a half. 4 trade a barrel, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2.75 to 250, 19 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk down 2 to 126, 1 trade on the day. Dry whey up 2.25 to 57, and 2 trades on the day. Cattle markets are called higher today after the extremely bullish cattle on feed report that had placements lighter than a year ago, and that helped to really support the markets as well. Hog markets could also move mostly higher. Again, some strong fundamentals continue to help to support the hog markets. June live cattle opens the day at 223.02, August at 209.82, October at 207.35, August feeder cattle open at 302.45, September 302.22, October at 300.35. July hogs open at 112.77, August 112.45, October at 96.02. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn and soybeans are moving mostly lower. Wheat markets are mostly higher today as the trade is expected to see steady to improved conditions in today's crop progress report. Wheat traders are watching the advancement in winter wheat harvest across the U.S. and storms and other severe weather is also being monitored as well. Now, in outside markets, investors' eyes are fixed on the situation in the Middle East following U.S. strikes against Iran's nuclear industry on Saturday. And now on Sunday, President Trump did signal a desire to resume negotiations with Iran and for peace in the region, with Israeli officials concurring. But oil markets, they are off their overnight highs, but are still higher this morning. July corn down 4.75 this morning at 424. September down 3.25 to 422.25. New crop down 3.75 to 437.5. July beans down 0.5 to 1067.5. August down 1 to 1070.5. September down 2.25 to 1051.75. New crop down 2 at 1058.75. July soybean meal down $1.50 to 282.60. While July soybean oil up 47 cents to 54.94. Chicago wheat, July down 3/4 to 567. September also down 3/4 at 582.75. Minneapolis wheat, July up 0.5 to 639.25, while September up 3/4 to 657.5. Energy markets this morning, August crude oil up $1.02 to 74.86. September up 99 cents to 73 even. Meanwhile, July and August gas both up 3 cents, July at 235 and August at 233. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Local markets from Friday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 382, July 384, new crop 381, cash beans 988, July 993, new crop 971. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 403.75, July 398.75, August 405.5, new crop 391.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 406, August 410, new crop 394. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 378, new crop 391. Cash beans 993, new crop 990. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 385, new crop 391. Cash beans 983, new crop 976. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 402, July 404, August 405, and new crop at 402. Cash beans 1015, July 1024, August 1011, new crop at 1002. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in July corn 376, new crop 387, cash in July beans 996, new crop 993. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 215 to 240, Holstein fed cattle 188 to 211, market cows 120 to 149, bulls 147 to 205, calves 410 to 1500, beef steers 228 to 700, Holstein steers 125 to 455, sheep markets, market lambs 220 and down, light lambs 225 and down, ewes 140 and down, and rams 140 and down. Goat markets, does 250 and down, bucks 165 and down. That is Check of Markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Give me those sauces. Grab the chicken strips. Let's dunk them in there. There's nothing like it. Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh.
And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce.
If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real country.
Every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. And girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. No dress code, just some rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning is Brandon Clare. He and his wife own J.M. Watkins, and you've probably been seeing the construction on Highway 10 just outside of Plum City, right by Highway Double C. And yep, it's all done. We have a brand new meat processing facility, an expanded facility here in Western Wisconsin Farmers. And I had a chance to be at their an open house for some of the farm families and some of the other VIPs. I don't consider myself a VIP, but I was honored to be invited. And we're going to talk with Brandon here. I had a chance to take a tour of this facility, and all I got to say is, wow. Just as simple as that. Brandon, congratulations. I'm sure you and the wife are excited, and your son and your family and all of your employees, but you've also got to be pretty darn nervous too after everything that, now that this is a reality here.
Yeah, Brian, thanks for showing up, first of all. I don't know if you beeped this out or not, but holy crap, I was nervous, and I still am. And it's the turnout we had today was astounding. I mean, it was just overwhelming. I couldn't believe the number of people that came through. And, yeah, we're nervous. We moved from Plum City, where we had about 3,500 square feet, to our new building, which is just over 11,000. Our production area in our building now is roughly the same size as our kill floor, our RTE packaging room, our smoke room, and our production room in our old building. So we've expanded quite a bit, and it's quite an eye-opening experience, that's for sure.
So let's talk about this expansion. We're going to talk about it from two angles. First, what does this mean for area farmers?
It allows us to cater the farmers better. We have we've essentially doubled our capacity for harvesting animals, and we hopefully designed it so it's more user friendly for the farmer. If you were ever in our facility in Plum City, you had to back in, you had to block off the street, and it was really tough. We had to organize. We had to try and schedule farmers in at a certain time so they could get their animals off their trailers and not have to wait 15, 20 minutes. In our new building, we have a drive-through unload, so you come in, we swing a couple gates, you can bring your animals in overnight, and we have room for approximately, I'd say about 40 beef, fairly comfortable out there. We got waters for them, so we're trying to make it more user-friendly for our farmers, obviously, and to increase our capacity, it should help them.
Talking with Brandon and Claire, he and his wife own J.M. Watkins Meats. They have a brand new processing facility just outside of Plum City off of Highway 10, right at Highway Double C. So does this also make it easier for farmers to schedule? Because I'm betting in the old place, and I've taken plenty of tours of the old place, you really putting that schedule together was a puzzle, to say the least.
Yeah, it was challenging. You're right, Brian. We do have, so like I say, we increased almost doubled our capacity. So we have openings probably from, well, I guess we go from December all the way to August, and early September we have openings. Now the fall is always busy, so, and we've been talking about doing this for quite a while, so people that know how hard it is to get beef in the fall have already been planning on that. But we have some slots available for people that didn't plan ahead, like I generally don't. So we've got a couple spots each week for people, but they are filling up, and we'll probably keep them open just for emergencies, things like that. But it's still important to schedule your beef out. I mean, I know it stinks to have to try and figure out a year in advance, but 6 months is a good time to start thinking about doing that.
The other part of this for farmers, for bison farmers, and we do have some here in Western Wisconsin, they have a new facility.
Yeah, our neighbors, Tom and Chris Martin, have bison, and they've been nice enough to have me come over and help them with the roundups in the spring, so I've kind of gotten familiar. I wouldn't say I'm real knowledgeable about it, but they did a great job of warning me that bison is not a beef, and a 6-foot panel on a gate is not going to stop a bison. So with their help, we designed a couple pens that are 7 feet high. We have a knock box that should, it was designed with the intention that it will hold a bison. So we are able to get them in there and get them locked in. So stunning the animal is not, it should be pretty flawless.
Talking with Brandon Clare, he and his wife are owners of J.M. Watkins. They have a brand new facility here just outside of Plum City. What does this new facility mean then for consumers? Because you also were able to get a lot of grants and other things from USDA, the state of Wisconsin, after the pandemic. There was the big issue of lack of capacity. So what does this mean for consumers?
Well, it, like we talked about, it really helps with our added capacity. So it allows our farmers to broaden their horizons and get to their, expand their customer bases. So we've got farmers that would like to do, always wanted to do more beef, like Phil and Nicole Bauer up by Menominee. They would bring a couple beef in a month. Well, now they're up to 3 or 4 beef a month. So it's pretty helpful for them, and they've got a good customer base up in the Menominee area, and even in Western Minnesota, or Eastern Minnesota, I'm sorry. And so they can expand that. And we're trying to really help involve the local producers of not just meat, but we've got dairy from Oxheart Farms over by Hager City. We've got vegetables from Good Turn down by Lund. And local, obviously, we still got our maple syrup and honey and things like that. And we've got breads from Stockholm. So we're really trying to help make it a local store for people not from the area to come down and get a lot of their local goods that they want. You know, so we're trying to bring more local stuff and create a one-stop shop for people.
And Brandon, with, you know, like for the store, this is also though on the farmer's side. We'll switch back to the farmer's side. So Brian, the beef farmer, you know what? Brandon and I have some extra beef that, will you buy them from me and you're processing them for the store to sell the consumer? I have another outlet. Are you able to do that?
Yeah, we do that with some of our customers that we do a lot of work for. We know the quality of their animals, so we're not afraid to buy animals from them and run them through the store. Like Juice's Jerseys, we have some of that in there right now. And with the bison, we'll be selling bison out of our store. And we've got other farmers that we've already talked about, some grass-fed, some different breeds, Hereford, Black Angus. So there's the option for them, or the ability for them, to bring their animals in, and we will sell it in our store for them.
Talking with Brandon Clare, he and his wife, they have this brand new facility just outside of Plum City off of Highway 10 with J.M. Watkins. Definitely got to come and check it out. Before we let you go, because and we talked a little bit about this before we did the interview, and for those, because I had to ask him, like, why are you drawing, you have a big area, big container of, you're drying meat. And so to me, I was like, okay, why are you doing this? And it's all about tenderness.
Yeah, so it's kind of a double-edged sword for us. Farmers want their beef to hang 2 weeks. Oh, I want my beef to hang 2 weeks or 21 days. Well, you have to have the proper environment for that. So for a farmer to bring their animal in and say, I want to hang 21 days, our coolers aren't set up for that. So 7 to 10 days, after 7 days, you don't get a whole lot. Between 7 and 10, you don't get any more tenderness out of your beef for the most part. However, if you can put it in a room or a chamber that we have with the proper humidity, proper temperature, and proper fan speed, you can dry age steaks. And that's what we're doing. And it does increase the tenderness of it. But there again, it's not, you're not going to put your whole beef into a cooler for 21 days because it will mold. You'll lose a lot of weight.
Okay.
So it's just, your customers, as much as they want really tender beef, they would lose a lot of weight. So it's not an ideal situation for that.
So really, you're only doing like ribeyes, New York strip, those cuts of the beef, to do this dry aging. Because I've seen this even at quote unquote high end restaurant, you know, steakhouses in Las Vegas. We have 15 day
dry aged steak, that, you know, New York strip. And I'm like, and I've always been like, what is that? But that's kind of what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, that's what, so what it does is the tissue in the meat actually breaks down and becomes more soft, more tender. And it's, you know, I had a 90 day aged steak and it was, I'd say it was interesting. It was, you know, everybody's got that notion in their head that, boy, you don't want meat to sit around that long. So I don't know. It was tender, but it was a taste to it, and it's like, it's kind of an acquired taste, I would say. So I think 90 days is way too long, but a 30-day dry-aged steak, that we're going to see how it works out. Maybe that might be not enough. It might be too much. Brian, we're going to figure that out.
I tell you what, you want to definitely come check out the new facility here at J.M. Watkins here on Highway 10, just outside of Plum City, right by Highway Double C. Farmers, you can give them a call. Maybe, you know, if you need, if you have some extra beef, if you want to work that out, you can do that with Brandon. And consumers, check it out, and I will put the one suggestion, because I've had it before, the maple-flavored bacon. Some really good stuff around the campfire, just saying. I'm Brian Winnikins from J.M. Watkins. You're listening to WRDN.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Cooler today in our ag weather forecast as a cold front will switch winds from the south to the north. We could see some showers and storms as well at times throughout the day. Now, dry weather is expected later tonight and into Tuesday morning before multiple rounds of rain and thunderstorms move through Tuesday night through Thursday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 51 to 56%. We'll have west winds at 7 to 12, anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation. Could see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower. Lows 56 to 61, relative humidities at 80 to 85%. Northwest winds at 5 to 8, shifting to the north at around 5. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs 73 to 78. Relative humidities at 51 to 56%. Northeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms. Highs 70 to 75. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms. Highs 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs 80 to 85.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Did you know that Wisconsin cheese can be found in 99% of grocery stores across the country? Just look for the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge at your local grocery store to support Wisconsin family farms. Taste the finest Wisconsin dairy products across the state or visit a dairy breakfast on the farm to learn more about Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer seed dealer serving Western Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here. You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
I'm not a fan of swimming in farm ponds because of what's lurking under the water. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you've ever met an antisocial snapping turtle, you'll know what I mean, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Have a beautiful pond that is a welcoming family gathering place. We love to fish, but aren't quite brave enough to swim in it thanks to the snapping turtles that wouldn't hesitate to take a nip at us. We have noticed that some of the bass had bites taken out of them. Bob Pierce is an extension fisheries and wildlife specialist at the University of Missouri and says sometimes turtles will eat fish. However, common snappers are basically lazy and are more apt to feed on slower moving and sick fish. Human fingers and toes are generally not part of their diet, but Pierce says you'll keep your digits by steering clear.
They certainly defend themselves, particularly if they're taken out of water. They tend to be very vigorous in their defense, and they'll bite. When they're in water, they're not nearly as aggressive, and they kind of want to hide and escape rather than vigorously defend themselves. So that's one of their behavior traits, that if you're in the water, chances are they're not going to come nip at you.
If you think you have an overpopulation of snappers, Pierce says you can bait